Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the movie podcast review of The Fall Guy. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today, and joining alongside me, showing their faces, it's my fellow stuntmen. It's Shabazz.
Watch out. Yeah, that's my stunt voice, actually. That's how I jump through buildings and crash through glass and get lit on fire. Those are all the sound effects that I make and all the things that I do.
That's just a Monday for you.
I don't think they actually use those sound effects. They don't use the voice of these stuntmen.
I haven't been in the industry for very long, to be honest with you.
Clearly.
they keep telling me, yeah, we'll use that cut. We'll save it for the blooper reel. I'm like, oh, okay, what does that mean?
And Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, everyone. I've been set on fire enough times today that I don't want to be set on fire
not anymore. Even stunt related, you just were set on fire, I think.
You yes. know, just the, one of those days,
the electricity,
you know,
hit me. Yes, they got struck by lightning many times.
I think the first thing that we have to call out, audio listeners, we're so sorry to do this to you, but we are all wearing the Fall Guy like stunt crew t-shirts that we got while we were in Vegas. Again, you may think that this was planned on YouTube. This wasn't. I was waiting in the room, Anthony joins, and I'm like, oh yeah, we're wearing the Fall Guy shirts. And then Shay's like, hey guys, I'll be there in a second. And then Shay comes in also wearing it. I mean, I'm not surprised, but also
it's on brand.
Yeah, it's very on brand for us. Yeah, because we were in Vegas. We got to watch this film a couple weeks ago now at CinemaCon, which was an amazing experience. It was all of our first times in Las Vegas, and being there in a room full of people who love movies and livelihoods are showing movies off to the world. It was great to see a movie like this on a big screen. And again, I think we'll talk about this in our review too. The screens that we saw everything on at CinemaCon were unbelievable. It was like Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos sound. It was like some of the greatest screens I've ever seen in my life for everything. Everything looked amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, it was the most crisp and clear sounding projection. We were getting true blacks on screen. Like, I was like, wow, I feel like I'm watching this on my OLED at home, but 500 times the size.
Yeah, it was very, very cool to see that. But again, we'll get to all of that and more. Of course, this is the movie podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the weeks on all the latest movies, TV shows, interviews, reviews, all of that. We have that here on the movie podcast feed. If you want to follow us on social, see everything that we're up to, make sure you check out our show notes below, because you'll be able to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Letterboxd, wherever you are, the movie podcast is there. And of course, if you have an extra couple bucks to toss our way, you could join us on our Patreon. You could help us keep the lights and the mics on. Luckily, the lights are all on right now, so we're doing...
They weren't at Anthony's, though, a few minutes ago.
They weren't. Anthony did have no power this morning. Anthony, how do you feel?
How do you survive?
Living back in 2024.
A shock. I woke up, no power, and here I am. I have power again. So thank you for the electricity men who came to fix that. I don't know what they're called. Engineers. Electrical engineers. Electrician. I don't know. I don't think they're electrician. Yeah, I guess, maybe. But yeah, thank you for fixing that so we can do the show.
Yeah. Thank
you. You're walking around with a big candle in your hand, weren't you? Like, who goes there?
Well, I was wondering, like, I can't use my light. I can't use my camera. I had like 20% battery life on my phone. So it was like a little hectic, because, you know, we all have different schedules as well. So we picked this time and, you know, thank God everything worked out.
I remember you messaged us saying, guys, I'm charging my phone in my car right now. And I was like, oh, thoughts and prayers, dude. Like, what a struggle we're living in nowadays. Like, I generally was like, oh, that actually sucks. Then I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah, like, and it crazy. Depends. Like, even if your car, some cars, you have to have the car on for it to be charging. Some cars don't. So I had to find a car in my house that did it without being on. I was lucky enough to have a car that does that. So, yeah, like, it just, it's funny the world we live in sometimes. It could be, you know, the things that we really need, but really don't need, but we do need in situations like this can, you know, make us... like literally in Neanderthals, we don't know what to do.
Yeah, it literally brings us back to our lowest forms of ourselves, yeah. How quickly that can happen. But let's get right to the Fall Guy. This film is releasing in theaters on May 3rd from Universal Pictures. We got to see it at the CinemaCon. Thank you so much for the invite from Universal for being able to watch it there. And, you know, shout out to Steven Weintraub of Collider as well, too. He sat with us at the screening and he told us, he's like, guys, listen, this is a movie that the audience is going to really love, and let's see if we agree with him or not. Of course, you already know who this film is starring. It stars Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt. There's a huge cast part of this, including Hannah Waddingham, Winston Duke, Aileen Taylor Johnson, and Stephanie Hsu. But we're going to get into all of that and more. Shay, start us off with your first reactions to The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy is a love letter to stunt performers everywhere in the world and in every business possible. I don't know if there's stunt performers in anything else other than films, but if there are, man, this movie is full of just the awareness of what stunt performers do. And I feel like for us, at least, you know, that are in this business, we're pretty aware of what a stunt performer has to go through. But I think when watching this movie, I was like, man, I don't know that much clearly, because there's so much you learn about the dangers of their world, which you already knew was dangerous, but you learned so much more about what kind of goes into the process of it. And then movies about movie making already have a soft spot for me, so I'm here for it. Movies starring Canadians like Ryan Gosling also are a big soft spot for me. I'll be there day one to watch them. And Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling, this movie, are perfect pair. They are so good together. They have fantastic chemistry, and I just loved watching them in every single scene. David Leitch is one of those directors where I've always enjoyed his work. You know, he comes from the background of stunt performers, and I think he does a fantastic job of kind of getting the movies to where they are. There are always some issues that I kind of do find with this movie. Sometimes I feel like they go on for too long, or sometimes I feel like they stick to one bit and kind of, you know, carry on with it. And I think when it comes to The Fall Guy, David's really kind of perfected a lot of his mannerisms and his way of directing. I still think there are some issues that, you know, he kind of finds himself falling into. But overall, I think this is his best film that he's made. He's got a phenomenal cast. He's got amazing stunts in this movie as well. Like, there are things that you haven't seen done on film yet, which is amazing. But all the things that you've seen done, but now just perfected or shown in a way where really someone who's involved in this industry can really, really show you. The comedy is, I think, top notch. Ryan Gosling is so damn charming, so damn witty. We were all giggling like little girls, like school girls, just while watching him, just because, yeah, he has this like charisma that really draws you in, and the character that he's playing is just Ryan Gosling, it feels like. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, I'm here for that. I'm here for as long as you're having a good time with the character. Where I think this movie kind of has its issues is its length. It goes on for way too long. I feel it almost kind of has a couple of false endings, I thought, when the movie was done, and then there's still another third or fourth act, it feels like, left. And while that last act is, you know, still fun and good, it just feels like we could have wrapped this movie up a lot sooner. Then we also get to a mid-credit scene that I don't think you needed, because it kind of almost just cheapens the ending of the film that already was there. You didn't need to add anything more to it. But overall, the performances are fantastic. Hannah Waddingham is great. Aaron Taylor Johnson is such a lovable asshole in this movie. And Stephanie Hsu is also fantastic. Winston Duke also really, really good in this movie. fantastic performances, great locations. I love that we're kind of getting these movies in Australia popping up every year once in a while. So there's a lot of great locales that we're kind of going to.
Yeah, the Australian tax credit definitely showing up in a lot of movies, just like in Italy. It was like, oh, so many movies last year in Italy. Now we're seeing so many movies in Australia. It's like, it's funny how it happens. You know, if I feel like they get like somebody in the travel team or the tourism department of the government. It's like, listen, we got to up our film production game here. Let's focus on that, because you see that happen every so often.
But it's more often now because of COVID, right? COVID has caused a ripple effect for a lot of these countries. So they're trying to figure out how to boost up their economy.
They want that tourism. So
it makes sense to have these tax incentives.
Yeah. They want that. They want that tourism. And this movie, you know, like just like Anyone But You, is making me want to go to Australia. None of these movies are showing giant spiders and enormous snakes. So that's why I'm like, you know what? They're clearly going for a rebrand here, Australia. So I'm totally here for it. But yeah.
Did you see that one video? I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you see that one video of Australia where there's this lady who's pulling out a snake from the roof?
The roof, yeah.
Or the eavesdrop.
Yeah.
And like a possum falls out. Like,
yeah.
Like I understand Australia. Like, you say that you don't have these things. We don't have that here. I've never had a snake come out of a roof, or like just the idea I have to call someone to pull a snake out of the roof.
No, so I've had like a garden snake. I'm pretty sure
that happens more often there.
Yeah.
It's like real life Pokemon over there, man. They just have these like creatures just everywhere.
I don't want to
like,
catch them all. That's the problem. But no, I want to kick it over to you guys as well. But like, yeah, I had a fantastic time with it. Again, a little bit too long. But overall, this is David's best film.
I want to jump off right there, Shay, because I too agree with you. I think this is David Leitch's best film. But oh my God, when you look at the films that he has directed, and he's directed some really good films over the years. Like, so he's uncredited on the first John Wick. We have Atomic Blonde, which was really his, you know, coming out party. Deadpool 2, Hobbs and Shaw, Bullet Train, and now The Fall Guy. I think The Fall Guy is the film that is the pinnacle of his career right now in terms of his vision, him creating a film that is bringing where he started in this industry as a stunt performer and shining a light on it like no film has before. Obviously, we love movies with stunts here. We constantly praise movies with stunts. We're talking about Dead Reckoning. We're talking about these big films that deserve all the praise they get for having the stunt work that they do, and they should be honored at the Oscars. We've all said this a million times. But this movie, being about stunt performers, brings a type of identity and, you know, personality that we haven't seen before. And it reminds me a lot of when we have a film that's made where it's like, oh, like when this movie came out, so many people went to go see it to support it because they felt like they were being seen. And I know this is different with stunt performers a little bit, but having that love shown for them, I think, is what really sells this movie. That being said, just like what you said, Shay, way too long, did not need to be the length that it did. And I also think it gets convoluted in parts that really should be a lot more streamlined.
Yes.
Let's kick it over to Anthony. Anthony, jump on and give us your thoughts of the film.
Yeah, we've had this conversation quite a bit when it comes to who's the next superstar, movie star that we see that they can actually market a movie around. And Ryan Gosling is that movie star. I think he is that person that you want on your poster, you want in your movie, because he's such a great character actor. He can play different roles, and he's also very approachable, and you just connect with him. And that's the biggest thing I took away from this movie, is Ryan Gosling being in this film makes this movie. The ensemble cast that he has around him are great, but when you get to see Ryan Gosling, you just fall in love with him. You just love his character, and you love his wittiness, his charisma, his charm, and you just want to be a part of that world. The love story between Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling is great. It works for this movie. The problem, or the issues that I started to experience, is the story. It's very weak. It's like a very weak nice guy's story, because Ryan Gosling's thrown into like this murder mystery and he has to figure it out. And a lot of times it becomes convoluted because he's also like trying to find trying to like solve a case, but he's also a stunt actor at the same time. And the time jumps between when he's solving the case to when he's a stunt actor or doing these stunt performances, it's very weird. It's just the way the editing is happening. It just doesn't flow.
Yeah, like, did that just happen, or was that last night, or was this a couple days ago? We're on a time crunch, so 100%, it's a little hard to follow the timeline of what's happening, for sure.
And I think it would have been best to maybe do it over a day period rather than it felt like a week. And that's where the movie starts to like linger and it gets long, and you're trying to understand what he's trying to do, because I know Dave is trying to recreate what we kind of got from the TV series, right? Like, this is show is based on a TV series, very similar, stuntmen who become bounty hunters. So I feel like he was trying to pay homage to that, as well as pay homage to the stunts. And I think the stunts for this film, if we can give, you know, this year we could start the Academy Award for best stunts. I think this has some of the best stunts you'll experience on screen, on the silver screen, because it's just, they're big, they're loud. There's, I think, they broke a world record for most barrel rolls or cannon rolls with the car, which is like they're paying homage to it, which is fantastic. I think that's where you love this movie. You have like this in and out. For me, it was like this in and out of, I love this part, but I don't like this part, but I like this guy, I don't like this guy. But yeah, for me, the film as a whole is so enjoyable to watch because of Ryan Gosling. If he wasn't there, I don't know how much I would love this film. I think, you know, that story is where it starts to weaken. And if you don't have a strong story, but you have a strong actor and he can really pull you into it, that's a great thing. But not everyone can do that. And that's why I said Ryan Gosling's like, he's the movie star you want for this movie.
Ryan Gosling is a movie star. And I think my favorite genre of movies is Ryan Gosling having fun making a movie. I mean, you look at The Nice Guys, you look at Barbie, you look at The Fall Guy now. He is clearly having a blast with these characters, and that shows, and his charisma is so enchanting. You cannot help but fall in love with him when you're watching a movie like this. And that's where The Fall Guy is so strong. Anthony is so right. This film does not work without Ryan Gosling. He is the crux of keeping this all together, because he is just so charming throughout. And I think just the juxtaposition of him being, you know, being as handsome as he is and being the second fiddle, being the stunt guy, being the guy that you don't want to see their face, is so funny in itself. And him and Emily Blunt have some great chemistry with one another, some great jokes. There's a great Taylor Swift moments that we've been seeing in some of the ads as well too. It's just really, really funny. And I think their banter with one another is really what sells this film. Like I said, there's a lot about this film that I love, but also, as we were saying, as Shay was mentioning, as Anthony was mentioning, there's a lot of plot points that feel like they go on a little too long with him investigating what's happening. It gets a little overly complicated. We're like, listen, we don't need to have it this complicated. At the end of the day, I'm not saying that this film is like a theme park ride or an amusement ride, but there's a lot of moments of this film that feel like that stuntacular show at Universal. And it's funny that they have a Fall Guy stuntacular show right now, because this really is an incredible showcase of what stunts can be. And you're going to have an amazing time watching that. But definitely once you're winding down to the last half hour of this film, it feels like a lot of this could be so much tighter, and it would be such a better movie for it. Cause then you're not worrying about, okay, so if they had this and they lost this, so how did this person have, like, you start to unravel things as you start to question a little bit more. And there's a specific plot point, Shay, that too, again, be as spoiler free as you can when we were talking about it afterwards.
I'm glad you guys brought that up, because yeah, exactly. In a movie like this, you know, we really just want to have a good time, and you kind of turn your brain off. You enjoy the stunts, you enjoy the jokes, but then when I'm starting to question some of the logic of how the story is progressing or why certain plot points are the way that they are, like, there's like key evidence that's like destroyed in one scene, and then in the next scene it's used, and it's like, well, how did they have the evidence if you just saw them destroyed? And it's just kind of like, okay, who cares? Just go with it.
Right.
I was like, yeah, sure. But like, I shouldn't even have to think about that.
No.
But I did, because it was such a big point in the movie.
Right.
That like, this is the huge issue. It's all gone. And then it's like the next scene. And again, I don't know if I missed it. I don't know if all three of us missed it, but it's just kind of like, we were just sitting there scratching our heads. Like, I mean, how did that happen? And yeah, you're right. You guys are so right. It gets way too complicated. Like, there's, I remember when I watched the trailer for this film, I was like, I have no idea what this movie's about. And while watching this movie, I'm like, I know this movie's about, but also, why is it this way? Like, why is it so complicated? It could have just been a very straightforward plot.
Straightforward linear film, yeah. Right? And when it is that, when it is following that, when it's Ryan Gosling on the case trying to figure things out and things go wrong as it should, it is a really fun time. When it starts to become a movie that it's not, then you're like, okay, hold on a second. Let's kind of steer this car back to where, you know, we're supposed to be going, because there's some really great moments to be had when it is.
Yeah, I think one of those great moments is there is a Ryan Gosling drug-induced scene, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And it's fantastic. Yeah. Because you've seen hallucination scenes and many times before, but the way this movie does it is like this like subtle things you just kind of watch in the background of like, oh, he's still tripping. And it's funny. It really works. And it keeps it's a longer gag that keeps going, but the payoff is still very, very funny throughout the entire gag.
Yeah. And one of the things too that I noticed, and this happens in a lot of David Leitch films, if you look at his history of films, he has a lot of big names, even for smaller roles. So someone like Winston Duke or Stephanie Hsu showing up, especially Stephanie Hsu, I thought would have been in the film more. I'm like, oh, like, I feel like, you know, like mentally you're just like, okay, hold on. I know she's a bigger actor, so I feel like she should be part of this movie more or be brought back. And you're like, okay, they're just in it for this amount of work. And then you kind of move on. So you're like, oh, okay. Like, you feel like it's either like we're wasting the talent, or it was just, we're just having a bunch of people to be in this ensemble cast, and that's fine too. But because things get so convoluted, you're starting to think to yourself, are they involved? Are they supposed to be coming back? What's going on? You're making it more complicated because the movie is setting that precedent that it can be.
Even Aaron Taylor Johnson, I felt like he was, even though he's in this movie, he's not in this movie as much. He's a big actor, but he shows up maybe a little bit in the beginning, and then I would say 2/3 to the end, and then yeah. That's it. Like, you think that he would be used, but it could also be a mind fuck with us because Ryan Gosling's so
definitely
good. So yeah. It's like, oh, I just want to see him. I don't care about anyone else.
Right.
But maybe they were part of this movie, but you're right, Dale. They had enough time on screen to not be a special or a cameo.
Right. So you're just like, okay, is there more here than what meets the eye? But what I do want to really shine a light on, what you spoke about a lot already, are the stunts. This is some of the best stunts I've ever seen in a film. The fact that we're getting to see the stunts shot for a movie, but also shot for a movie, but almost like behind the scenes, it's so cool. And it just really opens up the world to stunt performers, to the world that they live in, not showing too much face, giving the thumbs up all the time. Like, there are so much nuances that only a person who was a stuntman before could have made this film. And I think that's why David Leitch, like, should be proud of the movie that he made. Like, this is the pinnacle of his work. I think this is showcasing something that the world he came from, and it's bringing it to the screen like we've never seen before.
And there's a lot of, I guess, movie merch and connection to other movies.
Yeah.
For instance, Ryan Gosling wears a Miami Vice stuntman jacket that I guess they gave to the stunt crew during that time. But again, I don't know what year this takes place, because I don't think Ryan's character would have been old enough to be in Miami Vice. And I don't know if they're talking about Michael Mann's like Miami Vice film, or, you know, the Don Johnson Miami Vice. But it was just, there's a lot of like things that you're going to see, like, oh, he was part of this, or that crew was part of that. And there's a really fun moment with just the stunt crew in general, where Ryan is being set on fire many times and he's trying to have this conversation with his ex. And it's just a really fun sequence where he's telling her, like, this is why I did what I had to do. And she keeps reshooting the scene of him being set on fire or being thrown into a canyon or a rock. And at one point, all the whole team stunt crew around him is just like trying to empathize with them, but they also empathize with her. And it's just a really fun moment. But I love stuff like that where they kind of break that wall of,
yeah,
he was part of this film, or this is what it's like to be maybe behind the scenes making these movies.
It reminded me too of Nope, when, you know, when he was coming out with the Scorpion King hoodie, right? We're like, oh, he was part of that. It makes these characters feel real. It gives that extra layer of like, oh, they were part of that. That's really cool. One thing I wanted to ask you guys before we get to our final recommendations, this movie is opening up May 3rd, as we said. That is a spot known for really, really big films. I'm talking Avengers films, Spider-Man films, Fast and the Furious,
Star Wars
in the past. How are we feeling the Fall Guy is going to perform, you know, once it opens up later this week?
I think it'll do well. I think there's been a long lead up of promotion for this film. We've been seeing, you know, the first screenings occur at South by Southwest to CinemaCon. It's got very positive word of mouth. David Leitch, you know, coming off a really hot string of films as well. And on top of that, you have a cast that won't quit, you know, with Ryan Gosling just fresh off of Barbie and Emily Blunt fresh off of Oppenheimer. This movie should do really, really well. I would say, man, a total box office run, maybe just around the 500 to 700 million, even it could do it.
Which is really, really high.
I know. I feel like maybe I should tone it down a little bit. But it also wouldn't be so, wouldn't surprise me as well if we sit in a world where it hits max 300 worldwide or even 400 worldwide. It can totally do those numbers.
Which is
too.
Still successful for
very,
right?
Very successful.
It's like I'm looking at the budget right now. It's 125 million, which is a very modest budget, right? So anything north of 300, I think that's possible, and I hope the film does well. Anthony, how about you? What do you think in box office wise?
I was looking at his last film, David's last film, which was Bullet Train, and that made about 239 million, and it had a huge crew like Brad Pitt, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry. I know they're doing a lot of marketing for this, like Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, they're everywhere. Like you go to the grocery store, they're doing stunts in the grocery store. You know, like
they're on your oranges. You know,
but I don't know if it's connecting with the audience or with the people, and I feel like there's a lot being given to them, but I don't know if it's leaving that approach where Barbie or Oppenheimer was, when it was just this moment in time where it really worked out.
Yeah,
I think it will make a good enough amount of money, maybe probably 300 million, 350. I just think the world right now, they like things that they can find or relate to, especially like the Challengers being a big one where it was supposed to sink, but now it's doing well. It's made quite a bit of money for this opening. I don't know if stuntmen or the world of stunts is something people want to see on screen right now.
Yeah, we will see, or maybe we'll have to wait and see Killian and Margot be in a movie together to see really what Barbenheimer matchup is going to be better. But let's get to our final recommendations. Shabazz, I'm going to get you to start us off.
I think you should go watch it. I think it's a good time. I think it's a great movie to watch either with your friends or you take a loved one. There's a lot to enjoy in this movie. Yes, it does get a little complicated. Yes, it overstays its welcome as well. But I still think that the bulk of this movie is enjoyable and you can go and have a good time with it. And you'll learn something as well, maybe about the stunt world that you didn't know before.
I love it. I'm right there with you. I think it's a watch it. Any movie about movie making, like you said earlier, Shay, is a soft spot for me. So this is what The Fall Guy is, and I love it. And I think Ryan Gosling having fun is never boring on screen. He carries this movie. He makes this movie. And for that and the stunts, I'd say go watch it. Anthony, take us on home.
It's also going to be a watch it for me, even though I think the story wasn't the strongest part. I loved seeing Ryan Gosling on the screen. I loved his charisma, his charm. He made me laugh quite a bit. And I think a lot of people will connect with that. And I think they'll like what they see. And they'll also have these crazy moments of stunts and explosions. The story, on the other hand, you might get lost with it. But everything else is a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. I love it. Thank you so much for listening to the movie podcast review of The Fall Guy. Of course, you could follow us on socials at The Movie Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Letterboxd. Check out our show notes below for links to our Discord. Let's keep the conversations going. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe if you like what we're doing. Give us 5 stars. Share it to your friend. That goes such a long way for us, and we cannot thank you enough for doing it for those who are already doing it for us. Of course, we have lots of fun stuff coming up your way. Make sure you're following us so you don't miss any of it. And if you want to check out The Fall Guy, it is in theaters this Friday. That was This Time with the Movie Podcast, and we'll see you next.